You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Earlier this year, the National Institute on Retirement Security found that two-thirds of people between the ages of 21 and 32 have nothing saved for retirement. Zero. Silch. But one reporter in Silicon Valley found a handful of millennials, tech workers mostly, who are so good at saving, they're planning to retire early, like really early. They're part of a movement called FIRE.
FIRE is an acronym. It stands for Financial Independence, Retire Early. The principle of it is that if you plan your life a certain way, you can exit the rat race 20 to 30 to 40 years ahead of time.
That's Joy Shan, who wrote about FIRE for California Sunday Magazine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
How is trying to live a FIRE lifestyle different from just, you know, saving, which is something that millions of people across America do?
Well, there's a fundamentally different way of looking at time. If you really jump into the FIRE lifestyle, suddenly you have this deadline. Let's say, I want to retire in 10 years. I want to retire in 15 years. And usually that's not an arbitrary number. There's like calculation that backs that up. And you have a savings goal. And then suddenly, every sort of like opportunity that arises to spend money, like going on a vacation with your friends or buying an expensive pair of boots, the question that you or I would have would be like, do I want to spend, you know, $300 on a pair of boots? Is it worth it to me? Suddenly the question becomes, would it be worth putting off my deadline? Like, would it be worth working for another month or another 6 months or another year? And I think that that way of understanding money, I think a lot of us have that subconsciously, but it's not articulated as clearly as it is for some of these people.
The people you met, what kind of money goals did they have? And what kind of, you know, age retirement goals did they have?
It actually varied a lot within this. There's lean FIRE, which are people who maybe they want to retire with $300,000 in investments. Rob and Sarah, who are in the story, they plan to do what they call geo-arbitrage, which is move to, say, Latin America or somewhere in Asia where the dollar has a lot of power, and they plan to live frugally. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's what's called fat FIRE, and usually it's higher-income professionals like surgeons or senior software engineers who live, in the piece I say, they live like interns for the duration of their career, and then they can enjoy like cushier lifestyles or more upper middle class comfortable lifestyles once they retire. And for that, one of the characters I interviewed was aiming for somewhere in the millions.
It seems like a lot of this is this sort of very tech focused online community. You met a lot of people who work in and around Silicon Valley. What is it about tech, do you think, that brings folks like this together?
I think most of the source materials on this lifestyle do exist online. It's people writing their own blogs and then getting tons and tons of followers. There are also sort of facets that are particular to the technical industries that really make it perfect for FIRE, at least right now. You know, you have these people whose jobs are sort of, they build systems and optimize systems for a living. And I think that a lot of the work that it takes to, you know, hack your finances to retire early just has to do with a lot of planning, a lot of calculating. So it's people who really derive a lot of joy and stimulation from that. So it's sort of perfect. Another thing is that no one's really showing off their wealth here. You know, in the finance sector, it might be harder to blend in if I'm trying to like be frugal and save money on my appearance. But here, you know, it's sort of part of this ethos where we have like tech leaders like Mark Zuckerberg who wear the same t-shirt every day.
The gray t-shirt all the time. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's talk about the financial independence part of this, because, you know, it really struck me that these are folks who are earning pretty high salaries and who have sort of engineered a way for the money to work for them without having to do anything. They are relying on investments. Did they all seem okay with that, particularly given that this is a generation that came of age after the financial crisis, often when people don't trust investments?
I mean, you really need a lot of money in order to do this, because active saving, or, you know, taking a bus instead of Uber and saving those few dollars, it really it can't really help get you anywhere if you're making below a certain income. All the people I met really, they rely on passive income streams, investing. Some of them are trying to get into real estate, cryptocurrency in a lot of situations. I think the interest in cryptocurrency has a lot to do actually with the sense of disillusionment and the sense of cynicism and fear that often pervades people of our generation.
One thing that I was struck by was how young a lot of these people were, and they were very focused on saving. But then what are they going to do with all that money?
It wouldn't really come up until I asked them directly. People plan on doing passion projects. Some people have plans and some people just sort of have the plan to figure out a plan once the time comes.
Joy Shan, an assistant editor at California Sunday Magazine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
For links to the story and more details on living the FIRE lifestyle, just go to marketplace.org.